Injury-wise, the two guys we got some concern about right now is DeMarcus Ware. His back locked up on him, so we're obviously concerned about that. We'll get that checked out. And Juwan Thompson has a hamstring. You probably asked me about Talib. He had an ankle, but he came back and played, so he was okay. So I think that's exactly where we're at coming out of the game.
Questions?
Coach, how about that game for your defense?
I mean, they've just been tremendous. I mean, we've won two football games without scoring an offensive touchdown. That didn't happen in the National Football League, so they've been tremendous. They gave up some plays in the first half. Second half, they were, awesome. Offensively in the first half, we moved the ball. We got no points, to turn the ball over. So, but we hung in there and, got some breaks, had some really not very smart penalties in the fourth quarter, which really concerned me that I've got to take accountability for and get taken care of. But another great job defensively and finding a way to win.
What was your view of Harris's interception?
I knew we were coming on a blitz, so I'm kind of watching the blitz more than anything, so I make the throw. A great thing about our back end, those guys, when they get their hands on the ball, they make plays, catching it, those type of things. And Chris did it all week. He had about three or four picks in practice throughout the course of the week, and then he makes a play like that. So just a hell of a job.
Anything else?
It looked like you mixed up some defensive personnel with Trevathan and Marshall with the nickel.
Yeah. We're a little concerned numbers-wise, rep-wise, how that would come out. We, obviously play dime, play nickel. We can do both. We knew Danny and Brandon had to play some special teams, too, because we had some issues going on, some things happening. So we were a little rep-conscious in that area. That's what you're asking me, right?
Yeah.
No, heck, we got to play a hell of a lot better. I mean, it's, It starts with me, the offensive coach. We got to get better offensively. The sad thing is we do some good stuff and we don't finish anything, that's what's disappointing. So, and then everything keeps going back to 18, and that's not fair. We got to get better running the football. We got to get better protecting him. And if we do those things, and we'll play better offensively. But obviously, we're very, very fortunate right now. I think we're playing hard, just not playing very good.
The pick in the end zone at the end of the half, called a timeout right before. What were you guys talking about?
Kind of talking about the play to go with, I like to give them a couple options. What do you like, those type of things. So that was part of the conversation, really, more than anything.
How did your Columbus-Harris
I have to go look at it. We're just concerned about Ryan, some of the things that we saw. He's played a lot of football, so we want to take some reps off his plate. Tyler gets noticed because he gets a personal foul penalty. I don't know that I agree with it, but I have to go back and see how he played. And then we tried to play Max a little bit too. So, we've been beat up in there and playing a lot of people. We need to find a way to get more continuity in what we're doing.
Did you break it down? We're going to start over again?
No, I don't never break anything. I don't know what you're asking me. Am I going to give up on something? No.
Give up on it, but start over again and say, well, none of this is working.
Yeah.
You're getting 35 yards a game.
No, you're exactly right. I can't say that we really went out there and committed to running the ball. I think that's one thing for sure. We were moving the ball, throwing the ball because of the way they were playing us defensively. They played us a certain way against our three wide receivers, which was conducive to us throwing the ball, in my opinion. And we're doing that, but we just didn't finish and do it well. If you finish and do those things well, then you're doing the right thing. So, we got to look at everything.
Marius makes some of the most incredible catches, but he also does have one or two too many drops. Does that one make it frustrating?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at it. I think he played a little nicked up today. Had a rough week and was beat up from the hit he took last week. I think he gave it up for his teammates and, he and Emmanuel always tend to make their plays somehow, some way. So I think we can count on them. We just got to get more continuity across the board. I don't know. Just what I told you is all I know. So I've only been in there 5 minutes.
Okay. Surprised the field goal first down?
No, they need two scores to win. I think it's really smart, And so they had themselves in position if they can get the ball back. So fortunately, we were able to get it.
Okay, thank you.